With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to the post Monday edition of Just the Cats, post-Derby edition. Shannon the Dude's with me today on this cloudy, rainy, nasty day in Louisville, Kentucky. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Shannon, did you have a good weekend at the very least?
I did. How was your Derby weekend?
It was different. I'll say that. Yeah. You know, this is let me think. I didn't get to go in 2019, obviously didn't get to go into 2020, and didn't go this year. So this is 3 years in a row, my entire life, where I've gone to the Derby. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different. And this year I was by myself, so that was even kind of stranger anyway. But how was your Derby?
It was fun. Went to a Derby party, had a good time. Watched some of the races. You know, I'm not a really big horse racing fan, but I always love the Kentucky Derby and everything that goes with it.
Yeah, so. And the good part about it is that NBC announced yesterday it was well-viewed as well. Did you see that?
How many people watched it?
15 million people is what they're saying.
And what's the average?
Well, let's just say that last year only almost 10 million people watched it, and that was 2020. But the year before, when it was a normal year, it was over 16 million.
Okay, so it's still a little bit down then for a normal year.
It's a tad down, but still, that's more than all the award shows, and the award shows would always have more viewers than the Kentucky Derby. So they're seeing this as a huge positive.
That's cool. It's good just to see people getting back to normal.
Yes.
You know, we saw the fans at the Rangers ballpark.
Yes.
Who were gathering together on opening day, which, you know, some people felt was a little bit too soon. But I think that the Kentucky Derby felt like that was the first day that everything just started to reopen. And you're starting to see that. A lot of business is starting to reopen.
Yes.
A lot of offices starting to reopen. You know.
If they get to. That's right. If they get to.
Well, I mean, in New York City, for instance, you know, you look at the biggest cities in America, when they start bringing in, you know, employees back to the offices, to me, that's a sign that things are really starting to get back to normal.
Yeah, with the vaccines out and everybody a lot of people taking the vaccines, it seems to be changing a lot of the feel that, okay, everything can get back to normal. We can open up our offices. We can do all kinds of different things. But, you know, you're supposed to, and this is the first day I'm going to probably allow people to talk politics on the show. You know, of all people, Shannon, you know how much I despise talking politics.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most boring subjects out there, and it's extremely divisive. But here's my problem. One part I don't have a problem with. The other part I do have a problem with. You notice a lot of people weren't even wearing masks.
Yeah.
Okay. It's outdoors.
Yeah.
For the most part. And I don't really have a problem with it. When I'm outdoors, I don't wear a mask. I try to stay away from different people. But I don't wear a mask. At the Derby, it seems like there more times than not, no one was wearing a mask. And then I even saw shots, pictures of our governor not wearing a mask. And yet he's been encouraging all these businesses, you are telling businesses, number one, you got to shut down at a certain time. All these poor bars, all these small restaurants, local places that have struggled for the last year. And he's out there gallivanting around without a mask on. Did you have a problem from that standpoint?
Well, I mean, yeah, but he was telling everybody they had to have a mask on before the vaccine came out, right? I mean, that's the whole
and
thing.
Continue to wear it though through Derby too.
He was telling people at the Derby to wear it?
Before the Derby started, yes. He was telling people you have to wear your mask when you're out there.
I didn't see anything where he said that you had to wear it. Maybe he did. I'm just saying I didn't see anything where Bashir said that you had to wear it at the Derby. Is that a thing?
Well, you're supposed to wear it all around Churchill Downs. I mean, that was the rule at Churchill Downs. If you were indoors or outdoors, you were supposed to wear
it. I saw
a
lot of people not wearing. Nobody really was wearing masks.
Absolutely.
And Fisher wasn't wearing a mask either.
No, he wasn't.
So my understanding is if it's what if you're outside and it's 1,000 people or less, you're fine.
Yes.
But that was how many people? 50,000 people?
50,000 at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where I have a problem with this. It's like somebody tweeted out yesterday.
He made sure he had that mask on, though, when he went on TV to present the trophy.
Yeah, before that, exactly my entire point, somebody took a picture of him and he didn't have a mask on.
Right. Here's the thing. We realize, I mean, going back to what we talked about a million times with the players having to be socially distanced on the bench, it's all for show.
Yes.
See,
yeah.
We're doing the right thing. This is what you need to be doing. See, they do that just for show. But you know that as soon as we turn our backs, they're taking that mask off.
Which is wrong. I mean, you got to lead by example.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. So, but that's not the way it should be. And guess what? I love Churchill Downs. I've got a great friend that's kind of the CEO of Churchill Downs. Bill Carstangen's a great guy. I would never criticize him at all. But here's my problem, is that, okay, once Derby comes into play, it's okay. Everybody can do whatever they want to.
Yeah, you know why? You know why?
Why? Because they run the state?
Money.
Yes,
money.
Exactly. Yeah.
What did I tell you? Everything comes down to one thing.
It does.
Money.
Okay.
If you get enough money to pour into our state, we'll just turn the other way when you don't have your mask on.
Well, I know there's a lot of people out there probably upset with me. Well, you're just picking on Andy Beshear. No, I'm not. I'm picking on the fact that, listen, we can't have it both ways. And I know my local advertisers for this show, I know certain ones have really, really struggled through all this. And yet to see all this happen at Churchill Downs, it's really frustrating to me. And it's got to be frustrating to my good friends that have struggled with their businesses with this whole mask mandate. So now that it's opened up, you got to open up for everybody else too. It's opened up for Churchill Downs. Guess what? You got to open up for everybody else.
And
I
think it will.
I hope you're right. Yeah. I hope so. But if you want to call and talk about that, I'm going to allow people to call in and either tell me their grief or, now you can't go too far. Because I don't want to sit here and bash every politician out there or bash other people. No, we're not going to be doing that. But if you want to voice your opinion today.
You can't be doing that. You sound like Beshear. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, no. We'll get through this. We'll get through this together. But we will. We'll get through this hour together. And you can talk about it as much as you want up to a point, and then we'll move on. So 502-571-1080 if you want to talk about that. Or some people who don't care. But it's like, big deal. What's the big deal? Well, it should be a big deal. But all right, let's talk about this. Did you see the young lady that sang the national anthem?
No, I guess I didn't.
Tori Kelly, I think is her name. Beautiful voice. Beautiful young lady.
Yeah.
But, Shannon, you got to go see pictures of her dress. It might have been one of the top five ugliest dresses I've ever seen in my life. I thought it was rags. I mean, it was just absolutely hideous.
So go back and look at that. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Well, all right, your first opinion of it.
It's all right. It's fine.
It's all right.
Man, you're critical this morning.
I am. I evidently am critical this morning.
What did your derby dress look like?
I didn't wear a dress.
Exactly. So quit complaining then. I think her dress looks just fine.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're kind, and I appreciate the fact that you're
When did
kind
you become such a fashion critic?
We were talking
about the guy who rolls out of bed with no shirt on and
stop it. I
little short
that
shorts.
I put a shirt on today and I've got shorts on. So yeah, big deal. You wouldn't have known otherwise if you hadn't have told me that we're going to Zoom that day. But
I know. I jump on Zoom and there's a shirtless Michael Bennett. I'm like, I did not sign up this. I didn't know if I was on Zoom or your OnlyFans account. I didn't know what was going on.
That's exactly. I'm not going to go do Cameo. I'm going to go do fans only, okay? And see how many people sign
only
up
fans.
For that. Yeah, okay, whatever it's called. But so Medina Spirit won the race. Corsair Obesos and Jeff Lipson's horse did not
win. Man, I'm glad I didn't put any. Well, I did put money down on Obesos.
Oh, you did? How much did you put down?
$5.
You see, I backed out too. I told you I was going to put $40 down.
How many did you put down?
None.
Oh, I put down $5 more than you did.
Yes, you did.
Actually,
I put
down $5 of my dad's money. So.
Poor Terry. Would you go get his wallet and said, I need some beer money or something?
His neighbor had they always have a big derby party. And he goes, you want to bet on a horse? I go, yeah. He goes, like, which one? Obesos. He goes, here's $5. I said, okay. Now, see, I could have doubled down and put $5 of my own money on it, but I was like, nah.
Yeah. That's kind of how I felt.
I was playing with house money.
You are. You basically are. I'm going to call Terry after the show and say, Terry, you got to get your $5 back from Shannon.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take our first break. 502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Let me know how you felt about this story. Lots to talk about today. Plus, a little later on the show, we got to talk about players now taking away their commitments and leaving. And we're not talking football. We're talking basketball. So, anyway, I want to see what kind of thought process we should be having about all of this. But, anyway, we'll take a break. This is Just the Cats. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080, one of my least favorite bands right there, just to let you know. If you want to give us a call, you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Green Day has never been one of my bands that I kind of go to. No, I don't know. I always got the feeling they wanted to act like they were a British band, and they had this attitude, and I don't know. It just kind of turned
me
off.
It's called punk rock.
Okay.
Not that you know anything about that.
Oh, really? I don't know anything about punk rock. No. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So,
well, just to let you know, Alice Bluegown will be covering about two or three Green Day songs. So I guess you can go up to the bar or maybe go to the restroom whenever we play those songs if you don't like them.
I've got a gig for you. And I'm telling you right now, they built a stage. Sam Gamble at Holsoppel Brewery in Linden would like you to come and play at Holsoppel.
Yeah, if the price is right, we'll be there.
Oh really? Oh, okay. So now we've got to make sure the price is right.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're
can
not going to
talk
play
about
free?
What the prices will be, or you want to keep that?
We're not going to do that on the air. We're not negotiating band prices on the air. Come on.
Oh, so you're going to be in negotiations with these people?
Well, I mean, we have a price, and it is what it is. You either book us or you don't.
That's what I was asking.
Yes.
You didn't say we're not going to negotiate. So when the word negotiate comes out, that implies that you're going to be negotiating price.
Well,
but your price is the price, and there's no negotiating.
Well, my thing is this.
Yes.
We have a number that we want. Yeah. We know that most bars out there are probably going to say, well, no, we'll pay you this amount, which will be less. And we're going to say, no, this is what it is. If you can't pay it, then we're not playing.
Yeah, because
you don't understand how much trouble it is to drag out all the equipment.
No, I get it.
You don't just bring out your guitar and plug it in and play.
Right.
You got to have most places. You got to have all your own monitors, all your own mains, your subs, your amps, your drums. I mean, it's a whole process.
Can I be a roadie for one show?
Sure.
Because I think and then I'd have to get up there and introduce you. I mean,
no, the roadie doesn't introduce anybody. The roadie,
absolutely.
The roadie wears all black. And then, yes, because you don't want to be seen on stage.
Oh, is that it?
Have you never watched a concert before?
Absolutely.
You know,
I have.
There's a roadie who wears all black, and his job is to not be seen. So, if I'm up there and I'm, shimmying, and I knock over my mic stand, listen. If I knock over my mic stand, your job is to run up on stage real quick, and then you got to crouch down. You don't want to stand up because you don't want to be in front of the show.
What if I get stuck?
No, you got to crouch down and then pick up my mic stand and set it back up and then crawl back off the stage.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I want to see Shannon the Dude shimmying. I mean, I'm going to start calling you Shimmying the Dude. So, all right. Well, okay. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. All right. So,
don't start your comedic job anytime soon.
Listen, I gave that up years ago. Bob Baffert wins his 7th Kentucky Derby, and still claims to be one of the biggest jerk trainers in the world. Just. I've been looking forward to say that. He's not the nicest guy in the world, I'll tell you that. He's different.
I don't know him. I don't know him.
I've
never met the guy. I cannot comment as to the character of Baffert.
You have
met him.
Several times.
And you're saying he's a jerk.
He's not very nice. He's different. Can I say it in a nice way?
Well, I mean, you're different.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean you're a jerk.
Exactly. He's different in a different way, in a negative way. How's that?
Okay.
So I'm trying to say it in a nice way, but even though I completely said
it. What was the interaction? I just want to know, what happened?
He's looking everywhere else while I'm talking to him and not paying attention to me at all. Then somebody else comes up and he starts talking to him. And it's not like he did it the first time. He's gotten to know, and he knows we have good friends on that mutual friends. And he still acts that way. To me, it's kind of like, can I say this without sounding mean? It's kind of like my interaction with a guy that's on in about an hour or so. It's
Tom Leach? No.
No, it's not Tom Leach. No.
Oh.
It's that other show. Yeah, it's kind of like my interaction there. It's like, is there anybody else I can talk to besides this guy? And they're looking around. It's like, God, there's got to be somebody. This is like an uncomfortable situation.
Apparently, we had some problems on iHeart. And that first segment didn't air. And maybe that's for the best, because you were not very nice about our governor.
I wasn't, but it was, guess what? It was deserved.
So I think the reason we don't have a whole lot of phone calls is because not a lot of people heard that first segment. And I'm just saying, maybe that's for the better.
It probably is. And you know what? We're not going to rehash it. And I would agree with you probably 1,000% right there. So we're not going to rehash anything I said the first segment.
No.
Yeah, yeah. But, all right. So, because one thing I would like to rehash is if your business is, are you worried about getting some kind of spam or some kind of problem that's going to happen on your computer? What do you do about that, Shannon?
Well, you want to go to clearpointit.com, technology in focus. They deal in business to business. So if you run a business and you're not protected, I'm talking about your computers and everything, your data, you want to make sure that you have protection, and ClearPoint IT can do that before the hackers get to you, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and you got to be prepared, because it can shut you down, just like Kroger was affected by it earlier this year, U.S. Cellular, Microsoft, T-Mobile, Geico, and, you know, it's one of those things that you don't think about until it happens, but then once you get hacked, it's too late. And that's
why data is your most valuable asset.
And that's why you need these guys. ClearPointIT.com, or you can give them a call at 502-836-2442. It's technology in focus.
Yes, ClearPoint IT. We appreciate them being one of our advertisers. All right, so let's talk about the really big news, which was announced on Friday. Nolan Hickman, who was obviously one of our upcoming guards this coming season, has decommitted, and his reasons are beginning to become a pandemic at UK basketball. Did you see the reason? One of the reasons why he chose to not come to Kentucky.
He did not use the word pandemic.
Oh, I certainly did. yes.
On,
it, within UK basketball.
This is not a pandemic. That's a bad choice of words.
I don't care. It's what's happening with UK basketball, and that is he doesn't want to get homesick.
Oh, boy. Well, at least
we
found out before he came here and got halfway through the season that he was homesick.
It's true.
But I don't understand. When you commit.
Yes.
I don't know.
See, well, not just that. It's one of those players, you know, he's going to be there 1 or 2 years. So what's going to happen when he gets drafted by the NBA? And guess what? He's got a game in Cleveland, Ohio, and gets homesick. What do you do then? I just don't buy this reasoning. I hate to say it. I just don't buy this.
Okay, so then what do you think the reasoning is?
They say a lot of it had to do with Tony Barbee leaving and Joel Justice leaving. And so I don't know. I mean, what else could it be, Shannon? Is it the fact that we just had one of the worst seasons or the worst seasons in 100 years? Is it because of the assistant coaches leaving? What else could it be?
I do not know. I really don't. I mean, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We don't know conversations that are going on between players and coaches.
No.
It could be what you said. I mean, it could be, you know, Barbee leaving. It very well could be that.
Yeah.
Or there could be other things at play.
Yeah, there could be. But, boy, I tell you what, I'm at a point now, I'm really nervous. So we don't really have a guard for next year. So who's going to bring the ball down the court? I mean,
it sounds like the same problem we just had this past season.
Exactly. So what's that going to say about a lifetime contract if that happens again? Because Cal can't afford to have another season like we just had.
No.
I don't know if he ever could afford to have another season like that.
And fans won't tolerate it, and fans were not tolerating what happened last year.
Right.
But
not at all.
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
But I think that fans, for the most part, are still on board. I think most fans are rational and realize that was just a fluke season. But if it happens again... Then you're going to see people jumping off ship.
Well, and not just that.
The Calipari boat.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Not just that, but also, you know, it's been now 3 years since we've been in the NCAA tournament. We didn't play.
Well, I mean, 1 year we didn't have a tournament.
Well, yeah, but still.
You're going to count that one?
Absolutely.
Man, you're tough, man.
I guess.
I mean, nobody made it that year.
I know it, but
let's go to break.
We got to take a break. 502-571-1080. We'll be right back.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. So, Shannon, you want to talk about the dude in St. Louis?
No, because you said you had a topic that you wanted to talk about first. I was going to play different music for that one.
Okay, so you want to talk
about
the next
segment. I want you to talk about the topic that you want to talk about. Go ahead.
So you want to talk about the next segment so you can play your music. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just, you know, you're
You know what? Let's just go to the phones and get Kentucky Joe on here with us.
All right.
Kentucky Joe, what's up?
I'm crying. That Silver Fox calls me again. Darn his head.
Joe, your streak ended at one. I mean, you picked She Dares the Devil.
Not a long streak.
I mean, you should have picked She Dares the Devil again because that horse actually won. I know it wasn't the Oaks race. Yeah, but
that was the only good thing that happened.
Yep.
On Oaks Day, but Derby Day, I barely missed. I had the
You don't know what you had, Joe. Just be real.
I don't know what I had either. Don't worry about it. Listen, the part I feel bad about is Brad Cox. All they talked about was him the entire day, how he grew up, like, what, two blocks away from Churchill Downs.
Right.
They would have a shot of his own house that he grew up in.
Good guy.
I feel bad for him.
He's a good guy.
Evidently he is. But go ahead, Joe, real quick.
He's just a regular guy.
Good.
I'm supposed to go out there sometime after this COVID's over and also actually see the young lady.
Oh, okay.
But a couple comments. We had a good weekend in UK. UK was fourth or fifth in all, it's all picks that were, for the NFL.
Yes.
That's a high for us. I know it is, right?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, they had six players drafted.
You're talking about getting that point guard. Well, my gosh, we might have to go overseas or somewhere to get somebody, right? Because I think it's getting a little bit close.
Well, Joe, you know, Kevin on Twitter was asking Michael and I, do you think that Cal will go after Scottie Pippen Jr.? That could be a possibility.
To me, that should now be your number one pick. I mean, the dude dreamed of playing at UK.
Well, Pippen declared for the draft, but he has the opportunity to come back.
Yes. He does. He hasn't signed with an agent, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So if he does come back, he has said that Kentucky is his dream school. So I don't know why you wouldn't go after Scottie Pippen if you're Calipari and you're still looking for a point guard.
Yeah, I mean, and my gosh, the young man can move, right?
He's great.
He can drive, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
He can do a little bit of everything. Can shoot.
Yes, he
can get you what, maybe 14, 15 points a game?
Yeah,
at the very least.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
what's
right.
Your second
he
point,
there,
Joe?
What, 20 points?
Yep, you're right. What's your next point, Joe?
I mean, just, the football, we had Boogie Watson. We had, I'll call him Mr. Potato Chip, Quentin Bohannon.
Yes.
He got drafted. You got by the Cowboys, and you got Landon Young, and you got Drake with, the Lions, yeah.
Yeah, Drake Jackson got picked up. Yeah, he wasn't drafted.
We had seven draftees of the senior class, or the young man. You had Jamin Davis, you know.
Yeah,
that was earlier. And,
yeah, exactly. You got
I think it's a testament to the. I mean, Mark Stoops, you know, getting quality players and everything. It's an uprising. It's a movement for probably getting the top echelon in, you know, SEC football. That's where we're headed.
That's exactly correct. Yep, you got it right there. Joe, appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. But, you know, it's interesting, Shannon, because Joe is absolutely correct. Now, we didn't get seven drafted. We got six drafted, and then Drake Jackson was picked up as a undrafted free agent to the Detroit Lions. And that was what everybody kept saying is that, you know, he's undersized and all this kind of stuff. But you know what? Larry Vaught wrote a great post that's on justthecats.com if you haven't seen it yet. Because Vince Morrow has really, he's tweeted out, he goes, I'm pissed that Drake Jackson didn't get drafted. The dude was only all SEC, he was all everything, he was in the Senior Bowl, and unfortunately got injured, And that might have hurt him for people to see him, but there was a lot of tape out there to see him. And of course, he blocked for, if you remember, he was kind of the lead blocker or the lead guy for the offensive line when we had that guy named Benny Snell who broke some records at UK, I think. Then he also blocked for Lynn Bowden. I mean, he did all kinds of stuff against some of the best defensive linemen in the SEC, if not the country.
Yeah. And some of the reasons that I saw was like lack of size. I'm like,
yes.
Really? I mean, come
He's
on.
6 foot one.
Yeah. I mean,
six
I know. 6 foot
one, 293. Lack of size.
Yeah. What do you want him to do? Put on another 50 pounds? I mean.
Exactly.
If the guy the guy can play.
So, yeah. The guy can play, and he is going to play. And in fact, the Lions are so excited about getting him. They went ahead and gave him money as if he got drafted in the sixth or seventh round.
Yeah.
That tells you right there, well, then why didn't you draft him? So anyway, let's talk about that. Quinn Bohannon got picked in the sixth round by Dallas. And then you got Brandon Echols is going to the Raiders. Landon Young's going to the Saints. And Phil Hoskins is going to the Panthers. And, of course, you got Kelvin Joseph going to Dallas. Did you see the video that the Dallas Cowboys put out? When they right before they announced Kelvin Joseph was going to be drafted by the Cowboys, that Jerry Jones got on the phone with him and talked to him.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. And Jerry Jones, he sounded really sincere how excited he is that he's come to Dallas. And then they put Mike McCarthy on. I know you probably don't like that aspect. Were you a Mike McCarthy fan?
There was one team I could not stand
really
growing up. And it was the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because the Green Bay Packers season always ended in the playoffs at Texas Stadium.
Yeah.
And I'll just say that if instant replay existed back then, it would have been a whole lot different because they got jobbed every time they went down there. So I hate the Dallas Cowboys, but I am happy for Kelvin Joseph and glad to see that he found a place to play.
Here's the thing about it, though. Have you seen where UK ranked when it came to the SEC, and then on top of it all, the rest of the country as far as schools that got players drafted into the NFL?
What is it?
UK, for the entire country, so obviously Alabama was one, Ohio State right there was one, tied for one with them, Georgia and Notre Dame had 9 each, Florida 8, Michigan 8, LSU 7th, and then Kentucky 6th.
That's awesome. Right, up there with the big dogs, and you know,
exactly.
I think that number is just going to continue to get bigger as we go throughout the upcoming seasons.
It basically is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're looking at we were only behind in the SEC: Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and LSU. We're ahead of everybody else: Texas A&M, Tennessee. I mean, this is amazing to me. These are staggering numbers that can only help in recruiting and getting
Well, yeah, it goes back and shows you the great job that Stoops and Morrow and the rest of the coaching staff has already done. Because when you bring in great players like that, naturally, they're going to go to the draft.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm excited about it. Now, going back to basketball, did you see where the Illinois guard, what was his name, Adam Miller, is transferring? He turned down Michigan and UK. Stop. UK and is going to LSU.
Yeah. I saw that.
Stop that. Stop it.
I didn't say it. You said it.
I know I said it, but it was not intentional. I'm trying to move on for it. You're still laughing.
I did see
so
that.
It's UK. I know what it is. Stop.
Yeah. Okay.
But what was... God bless. I've lost control of the show yet again.
You never had control of the show.
Well, very true. Well... What was – all right, so you saw this over the weekend, right, when Adam Miller chose LSU, right?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Honestly, give me your honest answer. What was the first thing you thought of when you heard he was going to LSU?
Why would you go play for Will Wade at LSU when you know that you're probably going to be under some sort of restrictions from the NCAA once they finally here's my question. Have they finished this investigation yet with the LSU or what? What's the deal?
Is it ever going to finish? And that's where it's crazy.
I would not want to go play for anybody who has, you know, possible restrictions coming down on them as LSU will.
All right, you're talking about LSU, you're talking about Kansas,
yeah.
You're talking about Louisville,
yeah.
And you're talking about Arizona.
Because you know what you're signing up for, but here's the thing, here's the kicker.
Yes.
Now, if things just don't go well, guess what? You can just transfer.
Well, you can transfer once.
Right.
It's not like you can transfer again. So he's already used his transfer to get to LSU. So if anything happens to LSU and they do go on probation, he can't transfer again.
Well, he could transfer. He just have to sit out a year.
Sit out a year.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. So that's a risk. And it's a bigger risk than I would want to take. Now,
but I'm just saying, yeah, you're right. For his circumstance, yes. But for other commitments, they have that option to just transfer out, right?
Yeah, they do. And do you realize that's the third transfer Will Wade has gotten the last 9 days?
Probably some strong-ass offer, right? Wouldn't you think? Yep, those were his words.
That's the other thing that a lot of people have been direct messaging me or tweeting me is saying, okay. And it's like, okay, should we dare say it? I mean,
he's gotten away with the first one. Why would you stop now?
Why would you stop? I mean, he is, it's caught. It's not like I'm saying anything that's out of whack. He has been caught offering money to other recruits. The first thing that came to my mind is that right there is how much did he pay him?
Yeah.
So you can't help but think that. So it's not like I'm saying something wide, really crazy out there. I'm not at all. Mm-hmm. But he's gotten he got the Missouri guard, Xavier Pinson, and he got a Cincinnati power forward, Tari Eason. So, I mean, Will Wade's killing it down there, and yet he is under investigation by the NCAA.
I think Will Wade has pictures on the FBI or something. I mean, like.
Or Mark Emert.
Or somebody. I mean, how does the guy get not only caught, but caught on tape? Basically admitting that he was paying players and still has a job.
I mean, that's just amazing to me.
If that happened to Cal, you know he would not be here.
No way. The country would be up in arms that Cal has really done something wrong at Kentucky, and he should be fired. But Will Wade, you go to LSU, there's no big deal. That's where I loved when Nate Oates beat them in the SEC tournament. And he kept pointing over that way towards the LSU bench, yelling, get out of here. Well, I can't say everything he said, but he said, get out of here.
Yeah.
And see, the SEC coaches can't stand him right now. And I don't blame them.
Well, we need to get out of here and take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I got a story I want to talk about.
As soon as we come back, we'll talk about it.
Involving a tattoo.
This is funny. We'll be right back. This is Just Cats.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. So, Shannon, all right, it's the last segment. Go ahead and talk, please. I'm excited about
this. This is probably my favorite story from the last few days.
Yes.
Half of Mason and Remy, which is apparently a country music morning show out of St. Louis. This guy, Mason, got a tattoo of the station's call letters on his arm. Okay.
All right.
First of all, I can tell you that's a bad decision.
Yes.
Because in radio, nothing lasts forever. Stations flip. People get fired. Basically nobody really retires from radio. You either die or get fired. That's usually it. It's true. It's true.
Okay.
Like I said, stations a lot of times will change. Remember the Fox that I was on for all those years?
That's right.
So could you have a tattoo of a station that didn't exist anymore?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this guy got the tattoo of 92.3 WIL, whatever that is. And he got fired less than a week later.
Oh, my gosh. See,
far be it for me to laugh. I'm not laughing about anybody getting fired. I'm just laughing that this guy was stupid enough to get the tattoo of a radio station that he was on.
Where did he get the tattoo? Does it say?
What do you mean, where did he get it? Like on his arm?
On his arm.
Yeah.
I didn't know
if you meant like where he went to get the tattoo. He had it on his arm.
I don't care. He's in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, he got it on his arm. Yeah, because that tattoo kind of lasts a long time, doesn't it?
It's a tattoo, Michael.
Yeah, no,
it's forever unless you get it erased.
Yeah, you can have that.
It wasn't a henna tattoo. It was a real tattoo.
Yeah. Does it work when you get those things taken off? Does it totally go away if he did that?
I think it does. I don't know.
I've never
had a tattoo.
I've heard of these. I don't know if it's plastic surgeons or if it's dermatologists that do it. But I've heard different ones advertise, we can take your tattoo off, because you got those ones where they put their girlfriend or wife and then they end up breaking up or getting divorced, and then like, what do you do then? This guy does it for his job. How bad do you think the program manager felt about this?
Oh, probably didn't feel bad at all. I was probably laughing.
You think that's the case?
I don't think. No, they don't feel bad about that.
Yeah.
I think, look, when you do something like that, you kind of, I mean, you don't deserve to be fired. I'm not saying that, but
you realize
that that's not going to last forever.
Unless it's risky.
Unless it was this guy's first radio job and he didn't know any better, which, you know, somebody should have told him, hey, you shouldn't be doing that because you're not going to be there forever. And that station's probably not even going to exist in 10 years anyway.
Or less. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So now you don't have a tattoo.
No.
Would you ever consider a tattoo? And if you did, what would you get?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I would consider it, but I don't know what I would get. And I'm one of those people who would be like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's get that tattoo. And then the next morning I would wake up and like, why did I do that?
See, here is what I anticipate. Maybe you get a tattoo of Jerry Stackhouse starts doing really well, and then you get a tattoo of Jerry Stackhouse on your arm, and then he leaves the next year.
I would not get a Jerry Stackhouse tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, you would get a turtleneck. I mean, that's what you would do. A Jerry Stackhouse in his suit and turtleneck and everything. That's what you, yeah, I believe that.
I think you need a Matt Jones tattoo is what
you need. Oh my gosh, no. Okay, we're done with that conversation. Bearded Clovis said, fans only, Michael Bennett. Chan the dude says only fans. Okay, so I messed up the name. I know now that, but I bet you knew what I was talking about. It's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm never going to do an OnlyFans thing. Is that all about just girls getting on there and posing and that's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are there dudes that get on there?
Yeah, I think there's dudes, too.
Oh, there are?
I haven't looked into that yet, but I'm sure it exists.
Gosh. Well, you've done Cameo now. Why shouldn't there be a Shannon the Dude fans only?
OnlyFans.
Oh, whatever it's called.
And it's completely different. Cameo and OnlyFans are two completely different things.
I know,
and I don't have time to explain the differences, but it should be obvious.
All right, then, Michael Bennett. Michael, being a pessimistic this morning, cheer up. Start the week off right.
I know, right? Yeah.
Am I really?
You are. You came out swinging on the governor. Then you criticized the poor lady who sang the national anthem at the Derby's dress.
Yes.
Then you started criticizing. What was the next thing? I don't know. You've criticized so many things today. I can't keep up with it. I need a flow chart over here.
Okay. All right, then. I'll try and get better today. I promise.
Well, the show's over.
Trey tweeted out, I feel you, Shannon Dude. I grew up a Cowboys fan, so I despise the Steelers for the same reasons.
Yep.
And see, listen, I'm a Bucks and a Bengals fan, and I still get frustrated. Exactly. I mean, at least the Bucks are winning now, but the Bengals, I don't think they're ever going to win.
Yeah.
I really don't. Until they change ownership is when I think that'll all start changing. So, did you see where the Oakland A's pitcher Jesus Luzardo is put on a 10-day injury list? All right. Now, that's who cares about the Oakland A's, right?
But I like the A's.
Okay, you like the A's, all right? Yeah. There, if you ask me. But he got injured in an unusual way. He fractured his pinky. So he's a pitcher. And he fractured his pinky, but it's how he fractured it. He was playing a video game and fractured his pinky.
Oh, you can get some serious injuries playing video games. I can
Seriously?
Tell you. Oh, yeah.
With your pinky.
Carpal tunnel, fractured pinky,
well, see, I believe
dislocated
that.
Thumb. I mean, yeah.
Well, so wait a minute now. You're going a little too fast. All right, let's talk about that. Because when you're holding that for the game, you're mostly using your thumbs the whole time, aren't you?
Well, you would think so, but maybe this guy's
What's
playing
he
with,
doing
his,
with
pinky.
His pinky.
I don't know. Maybe he's playing computer games. Who knows? It's just a heck of a way to be on the injury list.
Well, it is. To me, that's.
But I've had some intense games of Nintendo and, you know, Xbox.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah.
I remember
throwing my controller across the room. I've done all that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you seriously get that mad at a video game?
Oh yeah,
you would throw
I was playing an NCAA college basketball game, you know, back when they had those.
Right.
And I lost on a buzzer beater, and I spiked my Xbox controller into the ground and bent back the plastic. I spiked it so hard.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And then, you know, back then, though, I didn't have cornbread CBD hemp oil because I really could have used it.
Yes, you could.
Those gummies, man, we always talk about how much we love them.
Yes.
And they really are that amazing. Try these guys out. If you have trouble with pain, anxiety, or sleep, give them a call. Or don't give them a call. Go to their website, cornbreadhemp.com. I guess you could call them.
Yeah, you can talk to Eric.
Yeah, he'd be glad to take your phone calls. Just look them up there. Watch them get all kinds of phone calls now.
Exactly.
These gummies always full spectrum, as potent as the law allows. Flower-only extraction, no seeds or stems in their products, and they're Kentucky's first USDA-certified organic CBD products. With a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, if you don't like it, you can send it back for a full refund. That's cornbreadhemp.com, promo code CATS. Save 25% off your first order. Otis, I know you're on hold. I wish we could have gotten to you.
Oh, sorry about that,
call back tomorrow, Otis. And I promise we'll get to you.
Yeah.
Show's over, though.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, sorry about that, Otis, because I love hearing from him. But, yeah, if you haven't tried these gummies, you're making a mistake. You got to go try them. They are phenomenal, and they really help. I take them every night. So there you go. All right, everybody, have a great day. I promise I'll be optimistic tomorrow. Okay, Shannon?
You're so negative. Negative energy on a Monday morning. We don't need that. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.